And God said, this is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. And did set my rainbow, in other translations, especially the NIV and the New King, you would actually see the word rainbow. King James, it just shows that because he ran out of ink. He said, I do set my rainbow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of the covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the rainbow shall be in the cloud, will be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the water shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the rainbow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, this is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all the flesh that is upon the earth. Go back to verse 12. And God said, this is the token of the covenant which I have made between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. Verse 13, and did do set my rainbow in the cloud. And do set my rainbow in the cloud. And do set my rainbow in the cloud. But let's talk about when the rainbow returns. When the rainbow returns. When the rainbow in Genesis 6 and 6, the Bible says that God repented of himself for making man. In Genesis 6 and 6, you can read it yourself if you don't believe me, but I ain't going to tell you no wrong. Genesis says that God says, I repented myself for creating man. In other words, God has to ask himself for forgiveness. The one that we ask for give forgiveness has to ask himself for forgiveness. Because he is upset with even himself for making man. And one of the reasons he's upset with himself for making man is because he thought he had made man in his own image and his own likeness, and that we would act like him and look like him. But then we ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and so when we ate of the evil, we stopped looking like him and acting like him. So he repented of himself for making man in his likeness and his image, for us to reflect man's image through him, but we could not see man, his image through man, so he gets upset. In other words, it's like you looking in the mirror and looking for yourself, but you see somebody else. And every now and then, God looks at us and is trying to figure out who he made. You talk fast, I end fast, and we'll leave fast together. Can I get somebody to say, talk faster, talk faster? He repented of himself. He asked himself for forgiveness because I thought I made them to look like me and act like me. That's a whole other sermon right there. Can men look at you and see the God in you? And so he decides really to start all over. He decides to start all over. Throw that cake, throw them bricks you burned. I know that's right, baby.
Trying to stay safe. Start all over. And so he sends, you know the story, a flood. But God always leaves a remnant, amen? He always leaves a remnant, and he always leaves a witness. It is not accidental that our dear sister, our friend, Sister Jennifer Pinkney, was there when her husband and those eight other church members, because it was nine that passed, when they all passed, when they all died, that there were two persons left. There was a grandmother left who was covering her grandchild, and there was Sister Pinkney and her child left in their office, because God never lets anything happen without leaving a witness to tell you what had happened. Because God is always going to get the glory for any story. All right, even though nine perished, there were four that walked out who could tell the story of what had happened, so God might get the glory for whatever story is going on. And so he decided to leave Noah and his descendants left so Noah could tell the story. And nobody won't talk to me fast. And so there's a story that is told that after the flood came, or before.
sense in itself, because ain't nobody ever built a boat on a mountain. You want to build a boat next to the water. Not on a mountain, because the water, we don't ever think, going to get up to the mountain to help the boat float. And so they're laughing at him for two reasons. Number one, he's building a boat on a mountain, and he tells them it's going to rain, and it ain't never rained before. He tells them something that is crazy, and he tells all of them, you all need to prepare yourself for rain that's about to come. Now, I wish I had enough time to deal with how has all this fruit been growing, how have all these trees been growing, how has all the grass been growing if it had not rained before. Did anybody know God will make a way? Out of no way. And so he says, it's about to rain. You need to get ready. They say, man, you 600 years old. You got to have Alzheimer's. Your mind going bad already. 600 years old. Your mind going, it ain't never rained. We don't even know what you're talking about. So we're going to keep talking. We're going to keep doing our thing, though. You go ahead and give the Lord. Don't make sense. Every now and then people have dreams that don't make sense to you. Everybody's got something they have in their spirit, or there's something that you felt in your spirit that don't make sense to other people. That's number one way you can't tell everybody what God has told you. You know, you've got to have one or two supernatural friends who you can talk to and say, I know God did this. I know God said this. You can't share everything that God has said with everybody, because they will knock you off course. I told you the story about our first kid's first babysitter, Mary Williams. Mary is a member of Bethlehem Baptist Church, sings in the choir, does all the food for the church. She has had colon cancer twice and lung cancer, and she has always said she ain't got cancer. So they're laughing because she's telling you, I'm telling the truth. She can't breathe. She always sick. We knew she was getting a little older, and we were scared for our children. And wake up. But she has always told the doctors, whenever they say, Mary, your cancer's back, I don't have cancer. And she has never claimed to have had cancer. She refused to go to NUSC. They had to trip her on a trip to Charleston to get her down there. But she will tell you to this day, I don't have cancer. Now to us, silly is as silly does. It sounds crazy. All right? But she will not speak that thing into existence, because she will not allow it to exist in her. Oh, that's a good coming out. I never said that before. I don't know if that makes sense. But she won't speak it into existence, so it won't be in existence. And so some things you cannot speak into existence, so it will never come into existence. But it sounds crazy. But we know you got what you got. And you need to take that chemo. You need to take that radiation. You need to go down to NUSC. And so it sounds crazy, Ron, to everybody, that you're building a ship, it's going to rain, and we ain't never seen rain before. And then the rain comes. 40 days and 40 nights. What I love about Genesis is it is so clear to Noah that he is able to remember, and I don't know how Moses got the story, but he's able to remember all the measurements of the ark. His height, his length, where the door goes, where the window goes, and then he tells us, and something we have been telling incorrectly for years at Vacation Bible School and Sunday School, he does not get two of every kind. Read your Bible carefully. That's just easy, so you can say that he had a male to female to reproduce. As a matter of fact, he gets seven of each pair of clean animals. He gets 14 of every clean out. Y'all control level, my first one. He gets 14 of every clean out. Read about when you get on complete. But but just a pair of very unclean hands. You have been taught, and we have taught for years, that of course he gets two of each to make sure he had a male and a female so they could procreate after the flood is over so he could, they could reproduce. Example, am I right about it? That's why you had a male and a female. That's the only way you can reproduce it with a male and a female. All right, you could, might have done it. Now, I'm not trying to be funny in the laboratory, but they had to have a male and a female come in the room to go to the lab to get it done. But let me tell you why he had to have seven of these clean animals, or seven pairs of these clean animals. They were in that boat for 150 days. And after the rain stopped, another 2 weeks. That's 164 days they're in a boat. It ain't no carnival cruise. It ain't the Disney cruise. It ain't no weed. Ain't no Lido deck. Ain't no pool deck. Ain't no buffet time for you and your family. 164 days on a wooden ship. I know why he had to get seven pairs of each one of the clean animals. Because some of them chickens gave their lives so that we might live. They weren't able to eat the unclean animals. But if he had seven pairs of each one of the clean animals, that was enough food to keep them alive for 164 days. And my first point to you, even in any storm and even flood, God will always give you supply. Now, most of us, I was laughing at Taurus. Taurus was talking about, I think I was pronouncing that right, but not telling you. Principal at the platform with all the bread she got. The kids gonna be eating bread all week. She's making sandwiches today, French toast tomorrow, bread pudding on Wednesday. Because we done all stocked up. We got 4 cases of water we got to donate to somebody right now. And I really wonder why black folk don't ever put water up. Why is it on the floor? 4 cases of water on the floor. Now here's my point. God will always give you supply in your time of need. Now, what happens is he gives them enough supply to get them through the storm. And all of us up in here, obviously have had enough supplies to get us through this storm. Now, some of y'all upset. Y'all mad at the governor. Y'all mad at Barron. Y'all mad at the newscasters and the meteorologists for preparing us for something that did not come. But ain't God a wonder? I mean, how can you be mad that the storm didn't take away your house? How can you be mad that the storm didn't blow away your car? How can you be mad that the rain didn't come up to your door? Why are you mad that you prepared but didn't come? Ain't it better to be prepared if it does come to be unprepared? When it do come, thank God that you got enough supply to make it even in case. Oh, anybody got an in case praise? Anybody got an in case praise? Don't be mad that it didn't happen what they thought was going to be happening. Now, here's my good point. He gave them supply, but after 2 weeks of the rain drying, the first thing he does is build an altar. I'm about to make my own self happy. How many more minutes I got? After he opens up the window, he sends out a bird. That bird don't come back. He sends out a dove. The dove comes back with water. With a twig in his beak, which means he knew that the water was coming down. And after all the water dries out, God gives them permission not to look out the window, but to go out the door. See, a whole lot of us all week been looking out the window. It's Sunday morning, you got to go out the door. That's why we have church open. That's why we have church up in here. I'm not going to throw no shade. I'm just going to throw some sunshine. That's why we're having church today, because everybody been looking out the window all week. But today you got to go out the door. Help me somebody. And that's what happens after the flood is over, after the water dry up. He says, open up the door. And after he opens up the door, the first thing he does is build an altar. An altar is for two things. To say thank you and to sacrifice. See, you're coming here this Sunday morning. It's a sacrifice. It really is. You could have stayed home. God wouldn't have been mad at you. At least I hope not. Everybody else stayed home. But you made the sacrifice. Because grandma told you, have for me in my house. We're going to serve the Lord. Proud of y'all for coming. Have y'all friends and cousins home. Watching Netflix and chilling. I'm very proud of y'all, Change. Give Change a hand. I'm very proud of y'all, Sharon, for coming out. Because this is the day that the Lord has made. Now, let me tell you nothing. See what had happened now? He done gave them enough supply so that they could sacrifice. Seven times each of the clean animals they got to eat while they're in the ark. But then he had all them unclean animals to sacrifice. All that bread y'all got, give it to somebody else. All them cases of water, we're about to donate to the Olive Gospel Mission. All that stuff you had built up ain't for you. I'm trying to talk to somebody, man. I mean, there's some kids that need that water. There's some kids that need them clothes. There's some kids that need all them bread and them cans that y'all done got dust on already. He gave you enough supply so now you can sacrifice to give to somebody else. And then he makes this covenant with them. He says, if you believe and trust enough in me and be crazy enough to build a ship on a mountain, if you are crazy enough to tell what thus saith the Lord, I'm going to put a rainbow in the clouds to show you I am who I am. After the storm has passed, I am going to give you sunshine in a cloud. It's going to still be cloudy. It's going to still look dreary and rainy. But my sun is on the other side of the cloud. And when the sun hits the clouds, the sunlight is going to dissipate in the clouds. And the raindrops are going to create a sheet of white paper to allow Roy G. Biv the colors of the rainbow. Roy. You know what Roy stands for. G. And Biv. I'm going to let the red show. I'm going to let the orange show. I'm going to let the Roy white, violet show. I'm going to let the G. That's the green, ain't it? Biv, the blue and the indigo and the violet. I'm going to let all the yellow. I missed the yellow. I'm going to let all that. I don't know, I'm respect like Al Sharpton being wrong, ain't it? I'm going to let the red show. I'm going to let the orange show. I'm going to let the yellow show. I'm going to let the green show. I'm going to let the blue show. I'm going to let the indigo show. I got it and the violet show. Give your pastor a hand. I remember Roy. I'm going to let all them colors show up in the clouds because my son is behind the clouds. And I just want to let somebody know that even though it sounds, looks dreary, even though it's dark, even though sun didn't come on out, the sun is still shining behind the clouds. And see, after he gives you supply, after he gives you a sacrifice, he's going to give you serenity. And serenity ain't nothing but peace, God. Anybody got the peace that surpasses all understanding? That you have known you have made it not only through the flood of 2015, but you made it through the threat of the hurricane flood that was supposed to be in 2018. And that's why I'm here this Sunday morning, to come before this altar and tell God, thank you. Because I've got serenity, which is peace. Now, as you stand to your feet, let me tell you one more thing. Don't sit on down on God right now. I talked to Mary yesterday. Mary Williams. Mary now 83 years old. Two times they told her she had colon cancer. One time they had to go in and give a radiation to take the spot off her lung for lung cancer. Every time she went to the doctor, she said, I don't have it, but I'm smart enough to do what you tell me to do. I don't have cancer, but I'm going to take this radiation. I don't have cancer, but I'm going to take this medicine. And she's 82 years old, still singing in the choir, still baking cakes, and now even will still babysit for our children. Now, I told her before we stopped her babysitting because we knew she was sick, and we couldn't take that chance. But God sent us an email. I'm sustaining Mary. And if I can sustain Mary, Mary can sustain your two beautiful children. Well, I talked to Mary on yesterday. I said, Mary, how you doing? He said, "Pastor, I'm fine. How my baby's doing?" I said, "How is your health, Mary?" She said, "I'm fine. You know, I ain't got nothing." She said, "But one thing I did have to do, Pastor, I had to get an iron infusion." I said, "What is that, Mary?" She said, "Well, my hemoglobin is low." I said, "Why that happened, Mary?" She said, "Because of the thing they say I got that I don't got." So they had to give me an iron infusion because my hemoglobin is low and I've been tired. So I had to go home and I had to research that thing, Dr. Davis. And I found out or reminded myself, Chavis, that hemoglobin is actually the protein in the blood that carries the oxygen to your cells that make you breathe and make you live. Because each cell in your body has got to have oxygen in order to live. And so when someone is anemic, they don't get enough iron, and so they have to have an iron infusion or take iron pills to build up the hemoglobin in their blood, because it's not the blood that brings the oxygen. It's the protein called hemoglobin in the blood that brings the oxygen that keeps you alive. So she had to have an infusion. They had to pump in iron into her system because she was weak and because she was tired. Gave her more hemoglobin in her blood to keep her. Y'all might get it. She had to get an infusion of more blood in her blood to keep her blood moving. Try this out, see if they get it. She had to get more blood in her blood to keep her blood. I'm trying to quiet. She had to get more blood in her blood to keep her blood moving so she could stay alive. Anybody know? That's why he shed his blood on the hill called Calvary, so that you could get more blood in your blood to keep you alive. And that's what's been happening all week long, is that God has not only been sending the sunshine behind the cloud, but he's been covering us by his blood. Don't worry about the meteorologist being wrong. Don't worry about the weathercaster being wrong. Don't worry about the governor being wrong. But God has been keeping us alive. And that's because we've been having a season of blood all week long that has kept me and you alive. Anybody want to give him praise? Anybody want to thank him even on this cloudy day for the infusion of his blood that is keeping me? Keeping me? Keeping me? Don't tell me what God can't do in 50 minutes. Don't tell me what he can't do. He has been keeping us alive. You've got enough supply that's kept you all week long. Now take that extra that you got, sacrifice it. Don't store it away in your pantry until it gets dust on it. There's somebody that needs them 4 cases of water on your floor. And then he grants us serenity. He grants us peace that surpasses all understanding. And the sunshine is going to come out next week. It's going to come out next week. Trouble don't last. It don't last always. There might be one.